Do you have any memories of the bridge, madam?
Yes, I walked over here when it was open, and I'm walking over it again. So how about that?
How old were you actually when you walked across for the first time?
I was only little, but I was could walk, and I'm 83. And my father worked on this bridge. And I used to come over from the other side, because we lived over there at North Sydney, and we used to come over on the ferry, and we used to look up and see him on scaffolding working on the bridge. So it's a lot to think about, isn't it?
I was right up at the front when De Groot cut the ribbon, and my father took me home, tried to explain as best you can to a little girl about the problems between monarchy and politicians and so on.
My grandmother was pregnant with my mother when she walked over it years ago.
She fainted on the bridge, so that's how she found out she was pregnant. She realised she was pregnant when she fainted on the bridge.
So we've come today for a good walk with the grandkids.
And what does it mean to you to be here today?
It's a real Australian pride thing, I think. It's all Australia, it's not just Sydney or New South Wales.
Some of
our family, my children's family, came out in the First Fleet, so this is it here.
Very proud.
Really proud.
For an event of this scale to run smoothly, the planning meetings canvassed many risk management scenarios. Rachel Herford recalls.
Internally within the project, we had a system of identifying potential risks, documenting them, and then determining, okay, what are the things we can do to minimise that or make it go away? And then at a government level across all of those agencies, we held a session which we refer to as a tabletop exercise or a tabletop planning scenario, where essentially we sat around a room, we were grouped by agency, we were led by a facilitator who developed a series of scenarios, which I was actually more involved in. Most other people were people were able to contribute ideas from all the different agencies, but then what ended up being put together was, I guess, a secret for the day. And essentially, I think it ran over about 3 or 4 hours. And we started at the beginning of the day, and Barry, the facilitator, would throw something at us. Okay, it's 7:30 a.m. and the Bureau of Meteorology has just issued a severe storm warning with thunder, da-da-da. What are you doing about it? How do you do? And we'd sort of work around the table. Now, that exercise tested everything from trains breaking down on the bridge to a protest march that interrupted movement to the stage for our official ceremony not being able to be taken away and blocking the walk, a fire in North Sydney, which meant the North Sydney station had to be closed. So a whole range of scenarios, which everyone around the table then contributed to and answered. That session identified to the group if there were any gaps within planning or if there was any discrepancy in who was responsible for which bit or who communicated to who about what, and really tested us. And then we all came back together a week later, I guess, to debrief and to check off and to report in as to what we'd done since then to improve or fill in the gaps.
Bill Lawson comments.
In designing any event, we always have a contingency because we really don't know what's going to be served at us. But unfortunately, at just before 2 p.m. on that Sunday afternoon, the 18th of March, somebody decided to commit suicide at North Sydney Station. And that, of course, disrupted train services, presented a huge problem in terms of the delivery of people to North Sydney Station, where we had to actually then marshal most of them to Milsons Point Station. Police were on the scene very quickly. The situation was able to be recovered fairly quickly. It's a shame that it happened. It's a shame for the person concerned, of course.